I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're early in the new year, but the hunting seasons are growing long in the tooth. Now, the pickings are admittedly thin, but if you look, you'll still likely find some good hunting opportunities in the Mountain State, and we'll talk about them coming up in a moment.
In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone.
Most of the state's major hunting seasons are done, and now is when sportsmen and women turn their attention towards small game that's often overlooked when the deer, bear, and turkey are possibilities. Chris Ryan at the DNR says rabbits are a perfect day afield.
You know, I grew up rabbit hunting over top of Biggles, and it's one of the great activities to be able to take a young sportsman to, you know, girl or boy, your son or daughter, you know, niece or nephew, out to, you know, to go out and jump some rabbits and listen to the dogs and be able to teach them how to effectively and safely hunt.
Although at this time of the year, the rabbits may be thinning in their numbers since they're on the menu of just about every critter that hunts, human and animal alike.
This is definitely one of the lower points of the year for the population of the rabbit. Yeah, rabbit's pretty much delicacy to anything. So anything out there is going to be trying to chase it, eat it, whether it's a hawk, owl, coyote, bobcat, whatever. So, you know, everything's going to be out there trying to get it. But
another opportunity, grouse hunting, although because of habitat problems, that can often be a difficult proposition.
Grouse is one of those late season opportunity species too. It's not so much for the younger hunter, but it's definitely you know, very important for our bird dog hunters in the state. And yes, it is definitely habitat related. You know, some of our wildlife management areas, especially, we're focused on some early successional habitat, which means we're doing very intensive timber management. Of course, you know, that won't have the benefit right away, but looking further down the road, some of our grouse hunters should be very happy to know that, you know, some of our wildlife management areas in the state, we're having big time focus on this early successional habitat.
And then there's the wily coyote, which has become a wintertime passion for many West Virginians.
Coyote hunting, of course, you know, you can go year round during the day, and this is one of the times when you can actually go at night too. From January 1st to July 31st. But yeah, it is becoming much more popular in the state, calling and trying to kill a coyote during the night or during the day too, either one.
And the trapping opportunities are open for another month or so, depending on what you're after.
Most of the seasons run through the end of February, and this is one of those times when, you know, the pelts are prime, and we've got a great bobcat population in the state, and, you know, the fisher population is still very good and expanding. Of course, not this year, but next year, you know, we've also, we're going to start a river otter season. So we have people excited about that also.
So there you have it. Plenty to do in West Virginia outdoors still, so get out of the house and scare up some small game. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.